Do you feel the behavior of Arthur Andersen was more the exception or the rule when considering the few remaining accounting giants?
The answer to that is sort of twofold. I think Andersen was in a unique position in that the firm had had a lot of internal battles in previous years and had, in fact, just recently lost its rather lucrative consulting practice and was setting up a new one. And that created a mindset, I believe, of trying to keep big business. Enron was the biggest business they had. Ultimately today, I think most accounting firms recognize that they do this kind of stuff at their peril. The death of Arthur Andersen. Arthur Andersen got the death penalty. And I think when you go through the book and you see what happened, Arthur Andersen deserved the death penalty. They were not public accountants. They were not acting on behalf of a public interest. And I think that failure, they paid a very heavy price for it, but I think it's a price that ultimately was deserved. It was a company that had experienced these kind of violations in the past and didn't do enough to make sure that didn't happen again. Whether the other firms were better or worse during the 1990s, I would just say that, you know, like again, I was writing a lot about corporate fraud and it wasn't always Andersen that came up. I saw a lot of the other firms who did a lot of squirrely things as well. I just think they're all much more frightened now about the prospect of becoming an Arthur Andersen.